Hey everyone. So I had no idea that seasonal depression in the summer was a thing. Also, what Houston goal do you want to accomplish in the final 4 months of the year? And does Pasadena lack some serious eye candy? Producer Carleon Jones joins me to start the week and break down these stories and more. It's Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Oh, are y'all feeling as refreshed as we are? Welcome back. It is Tuesday. I've got Carleon Jones with me. How was your weekend?
It was great. Very relaxing. Got some sleep in. We always love that.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Now, with 4 months left, Carly, I've got to ask you, what is on your Houston bucket list? Like, what do you want to do in the last 4 months? Something Houston-esque. Come on, what do you got for me?
Okay, so I have like two things that have been on like my Houston bucket list. And one of them is to go do yoga in Discovery Green. A few of my friends have been doing this a lot lately, and it looks so relaxing. Like when I was in high school, they used to make us do yoga and cheerleading, and that was not relaxing. But being outside in the outdoors, kind of like they had like this zen, it was like a bowl that they were like doing like the little swirly thing with. I don't know what it's called, but it just all looked so.
Oh, the sound. Yeah.
Yes,
the sound bowl.
It's
so cool.
It looked so relaxing. And I was like, I really want to try that out, especially since the weather is getting a lot better now. So that's one thing. And then also I've been thinking about going canoeing at Buffalo Bayou a lot. I hear people do that often and I still haven't tried it out. And it's like right smack in the middle of the city. So you get to see everything. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Just make sure you don't hit that white truck we talked about on Friday.
I'll make sure to swerve around it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. That's on my list too. Like I want to do a kayak tour of Buffalo Bayou. I'm with you. I see everyone doing it and it just looks so unique and so much fun. Mm-hmm. I got to do it now that the weather is cooling down just a little bit, like a little bit, then, you know, it's time.
Yeah. Perfect time between like the real bad heat and before the cold winter comes in. Like this is the time to do all of that.
I also want to see the cistern. Everyone talks about it, and I follow them on Instagram, so I'm always seeing their events that they're doing. They have concerts down there. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know what it is, it's the underground like water-holding area that used to hold the city's drinking water, and it's just like columns. It's kind of dark. It has a really unique echo, so I want to check that out as well.
Oh, this sounds really cool. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, it's so cool. Like, check them out, C-I-S-T-E-R-N. I've also put the link in our show notes. Uh-huh. And then the last thing I want to do is the free Port of Houston boat tour that they offer. So you can just go there and they'll give you a 90-minute tour for free of the entire Port of Houston. And you get to see how important the city is as a port, exporting, importing things. It's really cool.
Yeah, I've seen this on TikTok recently and I thought it was really cool too, especially like I love a free tour. So anything free, sign me up.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's jump into some stories that caught our eye. Biggest story, what was it for you, Carly?
Oh my gosh. So speaking of the weather, the heat is still here, y'all. And with it is coming seasonal depression. Specifically seasonal affective disorder, which is better known as SAD. It's a type of depression that usually comes around like during like autumn or winter, but now it's in the summertime too. And according to the Texas Monthly, recent studies have shown that there's a correlation between heat, suicide rates, and mental health ER visits lately. And to me, that is just like, oh my God. Disrupted sleep is one example for the link between heat and mental illness. And that's according to the New York Times. Also, they did mention that sleeping in a warm room for days at a time, which I did this the other day because my air was broke, and this is just a thing that's been going on all around Houston. Sleeping in hot rooms can cause health problems, specifically psychiatric disorders, to occur.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's like, we have to really pay attention to things like this because the weather has a huge effect on mental health and your body. And, you know, because last time we were talking about how it was like causing heart disorders. Now Pay attention to what's going on with your mental health. Doctors are recommending that if you want to get away, go to a cooler climate for a break to kind of keep yourself under wraps. If you can't do that, try doing something cool like swimming or drinking a lot of water. Just keep replenishing those electrolytes. Like, these are the recommendations to kind of just keep your mental health in order during this time, because it's getting bad, y'all.
Wow. So I know about seasonal affective disorder, mm-hmm. right? In the winter and fall, like, that is when everyone is kind of worried about it. And mm-hmm. you just feel a little bit more down. You just feel like you're dragging your feet a little bit because it's getting darker earlier. Yeah. It's cold outside. You're staying inside more. But yeah, this makes sense, right? Like, we've been staying inside a lot more. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about my summer. It's been usually in the summers, I'm outside a lot. Like, I love being outside, but even I haven't been. And this kind of explains why I've been kind of dragging my feet mm-hmm. and just not feeling right. I didn't know this existed. I have learned something new today.
Yeah. I mean, the weather has literally been like 111 degrees. It's crazy. So everybody's mm-hmm. been hiding like undercover at their house, just with the AC blasting as much as they can. And it's causing problems and making you drag your feet, just like you said. So watch out.
Yeah, watch out for that. Okay, my biggest story, I know we've been spending a lot of time criticizing HISD and other ISDs around the area about, you know, policies, about things happening. Mm-hmm. But I want to take some time here and send some love and positive vibes to the three Houston area schools that were ranked in the top 100 nationwide, Carly, Ooh. For best high schools. Check this out. Houston ISD's Carnegie Vanguard High School mm-hmm. came in at number 35. The DeBakey High School for Health Professions ranks at number 66. That is incredible. And then the Young Women's College Prep Academy came in at number 94, and they were 148 last year. So they are climbing the charts in U.S. News and World Report's best high schools across the nation.
That is amazing.
And if that's not enough, on a state level, 23 Houston area high schools made the list, from HISD to charter schools and other ISDs as well. So you can check out the whole list with the link in our show notes. But I wanted to send some positive love to all our schools out there.
Oh, that is beautiful news to hear, because just like you said, the school system has been running rampant these past few months. Mm-hmm. So like, seeing something positive is great to hear. Like, keep going, y'all. Shout out to HISD. Shout out to Houston schools. Y'all are doing amazing jobs out there.
And that's the thing with the takeover that gets lost is, you know, I know there's a lot happening from a political side and also from Mike Miles implementing new plans and all that stuff. It's that they want to build all the schools that are on the bottom tier of HISD rankings up to these high rankings, mm-hmm. right? And that's the whole goal here. So hopefully they can accomplish that. And if they can't, then somebody else can, please, because we know it can be done, mm-hmm. right? Like, we see the results. So it is possible for these high schools to rank extremely high and really shoot for the stars here. That's really cool.
Maybe we need to go and like peek into these schools and see what they're doing to get to these rankings in the first place. Mm-hmm. They probably have a lot of resources, and, you know, resources is usually the key to having a great high school in the first place. But whatever else they're doing, we need to like go sneak in there, see what they're doing. Let's implement it in as many schools as we can.
Yeah. And I think that's it. Resources, right? Like, I'm sure you look at where these high schools are, they're usually in really better, you know, they're in better areas, mm-hmm. right? So we want to get more resources out there and implement some of what they're doing. That's a great, great point. Mm-hmm. Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. Okay, I want to rapid fire some stories with you, Carly, because I love hearing your opinions on
these.
Let's do it. I want to start first with NASA. Now, NASA released its first images of their pollution monitoring satellite, and to nobody's shock, Houston had a huge concentration of nitrogen dioxide over our city. Like, there is just a cloud of pollution over us. Now, does that worry you, or have we just accepted the fact that we're not going to get good air quality around H-Town?
Honestly, I've accepted it. I mean, this has been going on since I was born, probably. Like, I mean, probably before I was born. This city is, like, terrible with air quality. And it's always funny when, like, me and my brother, like, we'll go travel. We were, like, bouncing around, like, to different cities for him to go do football. And he was just like, I can breathe here. Like, he would go to other cities. He's like, why can't we do that in Houston? And I'm just so used to Houston at this point that it doesn't even bother me. But I mean, I want good air quality, of course, because it would help a whole lot of situations, health problems and things like that. But I don't really see anything coming out of it. It's just like, this place gets more and more polluted by the day.
You know, it's funny looking at those images, and it actually made me feel kind of good, right? Because you start looking at good. New Orleans, and you just see like this dark gray cloud over them. And you're like, oh, okay, it could be worse. Yeah. There is actual evidence, scientific evidence suggesting that, yeah, that city breath versus that inhale of nice country breath is different. It just hits different.
It is.
Okay, you might get good air quality there, but how about city views? Okay, Lawn Starter put out a list of the best residential views across the nation. Now, before I tell you where Houston came in and some suburbs, do you think we have good residential views in the city? And residential views are based on factors like waterfront homes, share of homes with mountain views, so we're going to lose in that one, visibility to views of downtown, skylines, parks and golf courses, and just other, you know, satisfying views, right?
Okay, if we're using those as the categories, then I think Houston is like down bad right here. I don't think that we're really good at giving nice views. I mean, if you live downtown, you get a good view of downtown, but that's about it. Besides that, it's just like your view out of your window is typically going to just be your neighbor's house across the street. I mean, so... And even if you live in
some power lines.
Yeah, some power lines. And even if you live in Galveston, it's like a view of brown water. So, I mean, yeah.
Hey, wait, why is Galveston catching it, Carly? Come on.
I'm just saying, like, if they're going off of, oh, you can see a pretty beach or you can see some nice scenery, like that, we don't have that. We don't.
No, we don't. And guess what? We came in at 182 on this list, but that's just Houston. Pasadena they just got abused on this list. They came in at 191. Like, what, Pasadena? Why are we just pointing out Pasadena? I know there's a lot of, you know, good things to look at around the city, but Pasadena has nothing according to this list.
Wait, so how many people were on the list? Is it like to 200 or like how close were we?
Okay, that's a really good question. If it's 182 out of 500, that's not too bad. Unfortunately, Carly, it's 182 and 191 out of 200.
Oh, poor Houston.
Fresno, California has the worst residential views. El Paso made the list.
Wait, California?
So there's that. Yeah. What? Here's one that makes no sense because it's one of my favorite cities. Albuquerque has beautiful views. Like, you see the mountains all the time over there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know what's happening with this list, but I wanted to bring it up.
Okay, that's strange. I don't know why they would put Albuquerque or California on that list because it's beautiful. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Well, Fresno, I agree with. Like, there's no, okay, Fresno's more in, so there's really nothing there. Shots fired
bang.
Fresno,
oh,
okay? Here, that's right, bang, bang, Carly. Okay, final one for rapid fire. I thought the hot chicken trend was over, right? Nashville hot chicken was so big for the last couple of years, and I thought we were moving on. I thought we were going to different places, but more and more places are opening up, including Austin chain Tumble 22, which is opening its second location in H-Town. And then Shaq is opening up Big Chicken number 2 in Richmond. So are we getting back on the Nashville hot chicken trend, Carly?
I don't know if we ever left the Nashville hot chicken trend. I mean, I think it's just been as popular as like smash burgers here. You know, people love to eat in Houston. So anything that they bring here probably will do well still. So yeah, I don't think we ever left that trend in the first place.
I will be honest. There's a moment there a couple years ago where I think every weekend I was eating hot chicken.
Oh my God.
Because I just like, there's so many opening up. I was like, oh, I gotta go try this one. Ooh, I need to try this one right now. And they got me because I really want to try Tumble 22. Everyone tells me it's so good. So I got to go try that one. And you know what we should do? We should do a Food Wednesday episode about hot chicken places, because the trend isn't dying, right, Carly?
It's not at all. Not at all. And I need to know which places to go to, because right now, like, the place that's like close to my house is like Dave's Hot Chicken. And I'm really not a fan. Mm. I don't know. Like, my brother loves it. I'm not a fan. So I want to try some different stuff that, you know, really gets my taste buds on fire. So yeah, we got to do an episode on that.
Nice. We for sure do. Okay. So I've got you here, and we've got a moment here to clear the air. Is there something that's bothering you, Carly? Do you have a gripe that you want to talk about with me? This is your forum now. Take it away.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh, y'all. So I live like off of Westheimer. Let's just talk about it. Okay. I live off of Westheimer, and I am tired of every time I want to go outside of the house, there's a road with construction somewhere. Like, and the thing that really bothers me about it is that it's like they block off one side of the road to say that they're fixing that side, right? I never see workers. Where are the workers? Nobody's actually doing this. Like, are they working at nighttime?
They're inside. It's too hot.
Well, yeah, but like, I'm like, when is it going to get done? We've been doing this for months now. It takes 15 minutes to get from one stop, one light to the other light, just because there's one side of the road completely blocked off. And it just really just irks me. Like, I'm so tired of it.
Yeah. The construction on Westheimer, when they just shut even one lane down, it just ruins traffic. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But what it is it's the side roads though. Like, so if you're on Westheimer, let's say you take a right or a left, go down Kirkwood or something like that, or Willcrest. And it's those side roads that only have two lanes in the first place. And they're blocking off an entire lane going into such a busy street. It's crazy. It's so crazy. Like, please stop. Please stop. The road's not that bad.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, you brought up the seasonal depression in summer, and it has me thinking, like, I didn't get to experience a full summer, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the heat dome. And as I told you earlier, like, I've been inside more. Mm-hmm. So my gripe is that I didn't get a chance to like really enjoy my favorite time of the year. So for the next month or so, like, yes, even into October, maybe. Okay. I'm going to go hit up the beach. I'm going to go do all the summer activities that I wanted to do that I didn't get a chance to do this summer because it was too dang hot. And yeah, it's usually hot here, but it's still okay to go do stuff. Like, it was physically impossible to do stuff. So I'm going to go relive my summer. That's my thing now.
You know what? That's such a good point, because this is the first summer ever that I didn't go to a water park. It was just too hot, though. Mm. Like, I know that a water park is supposed to cool you down, but even then, like, just getting prepared to go, waiting in the lines, like, I feel like I would fall out waiting 30 minutes in a line to get on a water slide. So I didn't even get to go this year, and I hate that because that's one of my favorite things to do. So I definitely agree.
Yep. So we're going to relive summer. That's our goal here. We're going to go kayak Buffalo Bayou. We're going to water parks, and we're going to go experience the beach again and not burn ourselves to death.
Summer here. In the fall. That's what we're doing.
Yes, that's the new thing in H-Town. Summer in the fall. Carly, that was a lot of fun. Thank you for helping me start the week off on a high note.
Of course. Great seeing you, Rahul. Bye.
That was producer Carly Ann Jones. We'll have a link to all the stories we talked about in our show notes. Before you move on with your day, I'm challenging you, the person listening to me right now, to send this episode to your mom, your sibling, or even that gym buddy that tells you to do that extra rep when you really don't want to. Tell them all about CityCast Houston, and also tell us what you think about the show. You can email us or text us on the phone number in our show notes. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. And does Pasadena lack some serious eye candy? Yeah, I think it kind of does.